Yeah, I'm just going to hold the Supremes there just for a little while because on the line now I have Andrew Smith, Education Officer with St. Patrick's Cathedral. Good morning, Andrew. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay, now this evening, tell us what's happening for the Culture Night.
For Culture Night this evening, we're trying to encourage people, Irish people, Dubliners, to come along to a tradition which is called Evensong in the cathedral between 5:30 and 6. We have a choir, which is one of the oldest choirs in Ireland, who perform every single day in the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
So these are young boys and girls, amazing voices, amazing sound. So we're encouraging people to come along and experience that if they've never done that before, between 5:30 and 6. And then at 6 o'clock, we're doing free guided tours of the cathedral for 2 hours, so people can come in between 6 and 8 and, you know, just learn something about the cathedral, which I'm sure, if they're anything like most Dubliners, they've never actually been inside before. They've passed by it, you know, a million times before, but they've never actually come inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great opportunity to come in and see.
Yeah, because I've been always saying that about the, not particularly about the cathedral, but about all sorts of tourist things that people go to. Dublin has never seen in the National Museum, and I've asked different people. Or it's amazing, isn't it?
It's a fairly common story. I mean, we get 320,000 paid visitors a year coming to the cathedral, nearly 400,000 in total visitors overall. But only a tiny, tiny percentage are actually just Irish people coming and kind of appreciating their own heritage.
Mm-hmm.
So things like Culture Night and Heritage Week are great for us because it gives us a chance to kind of shout about the place a little bit to the locals.
Okay, and the education programmes for primary, secondary and third level, can you tell me about those?
Yeah, well, basically we try to encourage learning in or about the cathedral. So we're trying to break that cycle with Irish people not knowing anything about places like the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
So we offer education programmes to primary schools, secondary schools, adult education, community groups. Anyone really who's engaged in kind of formal learning can come into the cathedral free of charge. They can be given a guided tour. You know, for kids we offer things like workshops where they come in and do activities. As we speak, actually, we have a primary school in who are doing a stained glass window workshop. So they're making stained glass windows out of craft materials. So it gives them a chance to come in and learn about the place, really.
Mm-hmm. Has that been part of the process for a long time?
No, it's a fairly recent concept. It's about a year old now, actually. We offered it last year, and it was a great success, and we were almost overwhelmed with the uptake from primary schools and secondary schools. Primary schools in particular, and this year again we're offering again the same thing again. This year we're going to be offering a few different kind of workshops, one on medieval times where we can get children to dress up in medieval costume and learn about what the cathedral would have been like in medieval times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just aimed really at trying to encourage again Irish people to come in and learn a bit about the place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember many years ago Pear Street Library was a great focal point for people, or for schools rather, to go to for to learn a bit of history. So this is a great idea in a year. So it's catching on.
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, I think the schools who have heard about this offer are very keen, and they tend to send lots of their classes. Once they've experienced it once, they tend to
word of mouth,
back. Exactly, and we're trying to spread it really through word of mouth as much as possible to just let people know that it exists, and it's completely free of charge. You know, there's lots of things around the city which cost a lot of money, and we understand, particularly in the climate that we're in at the moment, that it's very difficult for schools to pay for going out of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
But this is completely free, you know.
So can you take, what's the numbers like if you were getting people from a school? Would you take a whole class at a time, maybe?
Generally, we'd get one class at a time,
mm-hmm.
so we'd get 30 students. But the great thing about our location, actually, is that we actually are right beside other sites who are in the same position as ourselves. It's not
mm-hmm.
just ourselves who are trying to encourage this. Right beside us are our good kind of next-door neighbours, Marsh's Library. Are also very keen to get visits from primary schools and secondary schools.
Mm-hmm.
They also offer an education program. There's Christchurch, obviously, our good friends up the hill as well. Mm-hmm. Dublin Castle. You know, there's lots of these kinds of sites around the city. And what most classes do, they kind of make a day of it, I suppose, and they come and experience a few things in one day,
mm-hmm.
and they combine a visit with the cathedral, you know?
Yeah, I think it's all part of the idea. Probably a lot of people shy away from it because they just don't know, because people think... I mean, I was walking through Temple Bar on Wednesday, and there was a lot of one or two actually guided tours, and I imagine you had to pay for those, but this is actually free.
Yeah, absolutely. It's breaking the cycle actually is difficult because, as I said earlier on, it's because most Irish people have just never been in these places before. Then when they're maybe parents or when they're teachers or when they're, you know, with groups of people learning, they just they don't really know what the rule is as such, and they don't know if they're allowed to go in or not, you know. And it's just really about putting the word out that, you know, we welcome people to come in and learn about the place, and if we can help them to learn, great, you know. We launched recently a new interactive around the cathedral to try and encourage learning. We have QR codes, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with. You see them on sides of advertisements all over the city, but we have them actually up around the cathedral, and people can scan the codes using their phones and watch videos about the cathedral's history. So it's another way of, you know, encouraging people to learn about the place. And during the summer times, we actually offer free entry for families. So when the kids are all off school, this year we actually offered a thing called the Passport to Learning, which was a free offer to any parent to come and visit ourselves and places like Marsh's Library and Dublin Castle, and they got a kind of a passport which they were stamped every time they visited a heritage site. So hopefully we'll do that again next summer as well.
Okay, I mean that's absolutely wonderful, because anything we can do here as well, because as I say, all the needs is word of mouth, and we can do that for you all the time. Just let us know what's going on and we'll do that. Can you tell me about the and just to remind people as well, your free guided tours apart from the schools program?
Yeah, well, the apart from the schools program, we offer free guided tours obviously on nights like tonight, obviously on Culture Night, and also during Heritage Week we offer free guided tours. I mean, the offer extends out broadly to any kind of groups who are engaged in learning at all. You know, all they have to do really is pick up the phone and get in contact with us, and we'll organise for them to get a guided tour. I mean, we're more than happy for people to come in and look around for free if they want to do it that way, but you know, generally I think it helps to have somebody there explaining, you know, some of the history of the cathedral, because it's an amazing place. I mean, people don't realise that, you know, they associate the cathedral with Jonathan Swift and everything, but it's home to probably about 600 people buried on the site. Each has a little story behind it. It's got connections with the Battle of the Boyne. We have some of the soldiers who died in the Battle of the Boyne are buried there. You know, we've got obviously the story relating to the Door of Reconciliation, chancing your arm, the origins of the expression are in the cathedral. So there's lots of little unusual stories around the cathedral. And again, it's just about kind of bringing those to life. And I think it helps when you have somebody explaining those.
Okay, well, you've got one customer. I have to admit, I did live over that way in another in another lifetime, and I was in the cathedral. But as you were saying there, I just went in and had a good look around, and without anyone explaining that to me. And now you've aroused my curiosity.
Well, we find that a lot, that people come in and they're overwhelmed almost by all these. For example, we have 300 monuments in the cathedral. All, you know, have a little story behind them. You know, we have lots of history and traditions in the cathedral. We're home to the oldest school in Ireland. You know, it's lots of little interesting stories, and people often are overwhelmed by all that. And that's why actually we're trying to encourage, we're trying to help people really to learn more about the place. If they want to do it self-guided, they can use their phone to scan these codes and learn about it that way, or, you know, get a guided tour. I think it really helps.
Okay, well, we're at this stage, give us the contact details, Andrew.
Yeah, well, the best way is actually to, first of all, go onto our website and see what we're offering, depending on what the group is, for primary schools and secondary schools. So the website is www.stpatrickscathedral.ie, so stpatrickscathedral.ie. And then my own email is education@stpatrickscathedral.ie.
Okay.
So they just get in touch. And,
how old is the cathedral, incidentally?
It's a kind of a commonly asked question, but the original building was built between 1220 and 1260. So it's one of the oldest buildings in Dublin. It's one of the few kind of medieval buildings left. It was the biggest building in Ireland for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. It's a kind of a medieval skyscraper, I suppose, if you put it that way. So it would have been the largest enclosed space in Ireland for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. But obviously it's changed a good bit over the years. But the original, the basic kind of fabric of the building is still, you know, over 700 years old.
Okay, can I ask you about the concert theatre performance? It's a recovery through art and drama. What's that about?
Well, we try and encourage, I mean, the cathedral has had quite a big part to play in this community, in the Liberties community, over the years. And we were trying to revive that tradition, I suppose, in a way, by working with local groups in whichever way we can.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a local group who are called RAID, that's Recovery Through Arts, Drama and Education. So they're recovering from a addiction, and they put on performances, theatre performances, and we basically offered to be the hosts, really, for this performance. So these performances, there's actually a performance tonight after all the guided tours are finished. Now, it's a ticketed event. It's actually part of the Fringe Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it, I suppose it's a way we're trying to encourage local groups to come in and use the cathedral. I mean, we also are open to things like exhibitions taking place in the cathedral sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have visiting choirs who come in from all over Dublin who use the cathedral, you know. So it's a nice initiative, and we're happy to support those kinds of causes.
Well, it sounds like a perfect Friday evening to me, from half past five right on with the choir.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have the Evensong is continuous all the time.
The Evensong is something that goes on every single day in term time. It's kind of an unusual tradition. It's one of the oldest tradition. One of the oldest traditions exists ongoing still in Ireland. These kids, these young boys and girls, go to the choir school, which anyone who lives in the area will be familiar with. It's a kind of a red brick building right on the corner opposite the cathedral. There's about 20 or so kids who go to that school, and their important job, I suppose, in a way, is to come to the cathedral every single morning for matins and in the evening for evensong. And they sing for around 20 minutes. And in between the two, I should say, they go to school as normal,
of course,
as every other
yeah.
primary school child does. And the only requirements to actually go to the school is that you have to be good at singing, and that's it.
Okay.
This is a very, very kind of long tradition. It's been going on since 1432. So as I said, it's actually the oldest school in Ireland, and the grammar school, which is next door, is actually the oldest secondary school in Ireland. So we've got a kind of a long tradition of education and music on the site.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to be endorsing all of this as much as I can. So any information you have, you could send down to us all the time.
Yeah, great.
I'll get Sandra to give you a call. But give us the details again of contact for the cathedral and all the things that's going on.
Well, the easiest way, just to find out any events that we have. I mean, we have events going on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Moment we have Culture Night. We generally have events around Halloween. We have obviously Christmas concerts which go on. We sometimes act as a host for external choirs or external performers to come to the cathedral. So all of those can be found on our website under the events section or the What's On section.
Mm-hmm.
For anything to do with school groups, they can go to the education section of the website and find out, because we offer different workshops and different tours at different levels. So, for example, at an adult level, sometimes we have groups who are interested in, for example, something like Gothic architecture or
mm-hmm.
something more, you know, in depth. So we offer something at different levels, I suppose. So if they go onto the website and have a look at the school's programs, they'll see what's on offer there. And then to get in contact, really, is just to pick up the phone or to email ourselves. They can email me anytime, and we'll see what we can do for them. It's education@stpatrickscathedral.ie.
Okay, and do you have the phone number handy?
I'll give that 453-9472.
453-9472, yeah.
It's the cathedral office here, and as I said, it's just a case of picking up the phone and seeing what we can do for any education groups or any community groups. We're trying to kind of break that cycle with Irish people, that they're trying to encourage them to come in and visit the place.
And because you are where you are, it's not restricted to people in the catchment area, it's for all over.
It's for all of Ireland.
Great.
I mean, it's the island of Ireland, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're, in a way, we do enough of tourism. I mean, people probably don't realise we're the seventh biggest attraction in Ireland, paid attraction in Ireland. So we're an enormous tourist site, you know, and during the summer times we're absolutely mobbed with tourists, mm-hmm. Which is great, and it helps us to fund restoration work in the cathedral. So any money that we generate from tourism goes back to basically restoring the cathedral, which costs, I was told recently it costs 5,000 euro a day to just keep the cathedral ticking over.
Wow.
On average, obviously, and we're planning big projects to restore different parts of the cathedral all the time. So this is our way of, in a way, of just paying something back to the community and paying something back to Irish people by offering this thing for free, for free groups to come in, okay. For free education groups.
Well, you're of the same mindset as myself, that us Dubliners should know our city and our culture and our heritage. And I mean, you have a great... a great programme going on there, and I'll certainly, as I say, endorse that. And I'll give out all those details again in the course of the programme and in future programmes as well.
Great.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
No problem at all.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For having me.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that's Andrew Smith, Education Officer with St. Patrick's Cathedral. We're going to take a little break and be back after this.